Well, hello and welcome to Easy Listening. You are tuning in today with Prophetess Lisa Joshua. I am the pastor of Living a New Life in Christ Ministry. This podcast deals with everyday life, current events, society, Christian, the faith, and everything we discuss, we line it up with the Word of God. Well, welcome everybody. Today's message is related to deception. Deception in the last days. Oh yes, the devil will make a fool out of you. Listen to this. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teaching of demons." Matthew 24:24 said, "For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect." Come on. The devil will make a fool out of you. Deception in the last days. So many people are living in a twilight zone, if I could say that as a better way of defining the times we're in. Living in falsehood, living with their eyes on the things of the world. And they're not really conscientious of how the enemy slips in and deceives them. Come on. And so when you look at the definition of deception, it is the action of deceiving someone. It is to deliberately lead astray or giving you false information, the act of causing someone to accept as true or valid what is false or invalid. Deception. The enemy is on his job, you guys. I began to share how the enemy is a deceiver. He is a liar, has always been since the foundation of the world. Come on. He lost his place in the kingdom as a fallen angel, appearing as an angel of light. Listen here. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15 says, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants are also disguised themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds." Come on. Somebody needs to understand the day and time that we're in, how the enemy uses the spirit of deception to fool God's people. Even the very elect, if you're not careful, will be deceived. Yes, deception by Satan is real in the last days. He has such a time to pull out all of the stops, everything that he can do, for his reign is short. He has been given a specific time in the earth to wreak havoc, for you do know that the enemy, the devil, is the god of this world. Come on, guys. It's time for us to walk with our eyes wide open, not wide shut, but with your eyes wide open, deceiving, knowing and discerning the times, discerning what spirits are in operation, knowing that the enemy is a deceiver. He will trick you and he will set plots and plans and schemes to get you to believe that if it, you know, what is false, making it appear real. Come on. And so God wants us in this year, at this time, this moment, to be aware of what's going on around you so you don't get caught up. Come on. Come on now. 2 Timothy 3, starting at the first verse through the fifth, it says, but understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, puffed up in pride, lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God, and having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. And yes, may I say, so many of our children today and our young people and just the world today is living for the weekend, may I say, so entrenched and so entangled with the things and cares of the world, talking about entertainers, talking about your celebrities, and you're so woven into this fabric, this world now, that even if we told you the truth, you wouldn't believe it. And what I mean by a lot of your celebrities and your favorite actors and your entertainers, you are so engulfed and so enamored with these people that you don't even see the enemy. The devil is all in the fabric, in the details. Come on now. John 8 and 44 said, you are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Come on, guys. Deception is real. One of the things the devil wants to do is to tell you enough of the truth to get you to believe the lie. In the book of Revelation 12 and 9, it says, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan. These are names. These are characteristics and different ways to identify him, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth and his angels were cast out with him. So why am I bringing this up? It's because the enemy has employed help. And so many people are being deceived. Open your eyes and see. Understand the day and time that we are in and how you can easily be deceived, be persuaded, be moved away, be thinking that you are of God and you're so far away from God. Let it not be your portion today. Deception is real. And my prayer is that you would see the Bible tells us to measure every word to see if it is of God. If he said, try the word, try the spirit, by the spirit to see if it's the spirit of God. Want to pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you. I ask that you would cover and let the spirit of deception be exposed, is my prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.